mustache, not a mustache. A mustache, big mustache, thick mustache, my mustache, your mustache, say the word mustache. A mustache, now we both have said mustache, a mustache, if you only got a mustache.
The mustache sensation is taking over much of the country.
All right, it is 9:30-ish. On a Tuesday, which means it is time for America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, Mustache.
Not a mustache.
Where I will be playing a clip from a movie, a TV show, an interview, or a song, and Bickley Murata will have to tell me whether the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. They get a bonus point if they correctly identify the person. First one to 10 wins. And today's topic, because not only have the Suns been linked in trade rumors with the Toronto Raptors, but they just played the Toronto Raptors. All things dinosaurs.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So all dinosaur-related things. So keep that in mind with your answers. Vince, you won last week. Would you like to go first or second?
I would like to make a prediction first that I will not win this week.
They are very challenging this week. I will let
Bick go first today.
All right. I'm going to say right off the bat, this is a challenging week. So we'll start with a kind of an easy one for you, though. Dan?
Jim Morrison, not a mustache.
That is correct. The Lizard King himself. Mm-hmm. All right. Vince.
What's your name? Yeah. Dinosaur Jr., not a mustache.
That is correct. Was that song in your wheelhouse back in the day?
Taste the Pain? Yeah.
That was a good one. All right. Dan Bickley, 2-2, dinosaur-themed edition of Mustache, Not a Mustache.
God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs.
That would be Ian Malcolm. Jeff Goldblum, not a mustache.
That is correct.
That's the Vinny Joe Flex right there. Character good. And
Dr.
actor.
Ian Malcolm, yeah. To you, please.
Okay.
All right, Vince.
Yes.
Today, we'll be talking about dinosaurs.
It's time for the Raptor Rap. I'm a raptor, doing what I can. Gonna eat everything, kill the appearance of man. Yo, see me. I'm living below the soil. I'll be back, but I'm coming as oil.
That's Robin Williams from Mrs. Doubtfire. Not a mustache.
That is correct. All right, good start for everybody.
4-4.
It's going to get challenging the rest of the way, but here we go. Dan?
All right.
Dinosaurs lived a long time ago. They were terrible lizards, don't you know? Some ate plants and some ate meat. Some ate fish and some ate beets.
Johnny Cash,
yes!
Not a mustache.
Correct. Did
Why
you
are you
know?
Guessing surprised? That
well,
you get,
his
the,
voice is very...
The vocal timbre is very identifiable, right?
Absolutely correct. That's why I included it.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I guess at some point in the 70s, obviously when he needed money of some sort, he released a children's album.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one thing that threw me. I'm like, I don't recall this recording.
Yeah, there's like 8 or 9 songs of all children's songs. All right.
Wow. Vince? I never knew that. Yeah.
Here we go.
I've never heard it, but you can make it out.
Yeah,
it's Weird Al with a wispy mustache.
That is correct. All right, everybody's cooking and booking.
6-6.
Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Jason in Syracuse. What's up, Jason?
Any opinion one way or the other on Geno Papers yet?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know the name. I don't know what team was he saying. I don't know what player he was talking about. I don't know if that's a real player or imaginary player. I never heard of the player.
Mike Francesa, not a mustache.
That was correct. The guy's name was Dino, kind of like Dino, and Mike Francesa himself, perhaps a dinosaur. All right.
He's going to be on First Take today, I hear.
Is that tomorrow?
Right? Oh, is it tomorrow?
Yeah, it's Wednesdays when Mike Francesa, it's a...
Reuniting with
Mad Dog, yeah.
Oh, because you can't get enough screaming on television.
Yes. You know, my bike's not for sale, Mike Francesa.
Three seven-year-olds screaming at each other. All right, Vince.
Yes.
Short one, so pay attention.
That's so funny. The last time I heard that, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur.
That is John C. Reilly as Dale Dobek.
Oh boy.
From Step Brothers,
oh boy.
Not a mustache.
Congratulations.
Oh
that was
boy.
Really good. For such a short clue, you really flexed on that one. All right. Two clues left.
The answer
left.
Was longer than the clue.
That's true. Two clues left. All right. I'll be impressed with both of you if you get these. All right, here we go, Dan.
All right, Bang a Gong would be from the rock band T-Rex, but their singer... Not a mustache.
That is correct.
Good guess.
I did not think you were...
Good guess.
Really good. We've all heard that song a million times.
Yeah.
I never knew the band was T-Rex, but very good. All right, for the tie, Vinny.
Oh, my gosh. I felt a little tight, so I watched my advice. I want the dinosaur. I want the
That was a very unfortunate charting song.
Big hit.
By a band called Was Not Was.
Oh.
What?
That's correct.
I believe... They got their name from the guy Don Was, who was in the band.
Okay.
He doesn't have a mustache, but he's not the singer.
No, he's not the singer.
I'm going to say mustache.
That is correct.
Wow.
The guy has a mustache. It looks kind of like Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
Unbelievable, which means...
Oh, no.
We are
totally
tied at 10 to 10. At 10 to 10 on...
Perfect.
Mustache, not a mustache. We go to a tiebreaker question.
But we're doing it...
After the break! Stay tuned, everybody!